Strange Adventures.
Buck Slade sat upon his bench on the stern of the cable repair ship. In the distance, the white buildings of Miami gleamed in the warm sunlight. He wished he could be ashore now instead of getting ready to slip beneath the water to locate a break in the telephone cable that stretched along the bottom. Buck hated the sea with an inborn venom that he didn't try to explain. He had become a diver for the purpose of vengefully taking from the sea that which it had claimed for itself. His dresser made the final adjustments upon the diver suit. The metal helmet was placed over his head and the butterfly nuts that secured it were screwed tight. He climbed over the side onto the diving platform and slipped beneath the surface of the water. As he followed the cable, he noticed a strange, bulky mass looming dimly through the misty green of the sea. He stopped short. The storm that had parted the cable had shifted the sands, uncovering the shell and weed-encrusted wreck of the Spanish galleon. He tore away the tangled weeds from the timbers and crawled between the massive ribs of the hull. He dug away at the sand and found tiers of square metal bars. He scratched some of them with his knife, revealing the bright gleam of silver. By mere chance, he had discovered a treasure worth millions, and he alone knew the location. Convinced that as long as he told no one of his find, the treasure would remain here until he could salvage it. Then he went to work repairing the broken cable. From that day on, Buck began saving his money. Every cent he could grasp, he put aside. Finally, after 2 years of scrimping, he had enough to start salvage operations. He hired the necessary help and chartered a barge, mooring it over the wreck. Tensely, Buck donned his diving suit and dropped to the bottom. His heart skipped a few beats as he looked around. There, exactly as he left it, was the ancient galleon. Carefully, he groped his way through the gaping hole in the ship. His hands reached out and touched the bars of silver. Suddenly, the voice of Sambo came to him over the telephone.
Hey, you better come up quick now, Mr. Slade. Sea's getting heavy. Big storm coming.
Just a minute, you can haul me up.
A minute be too late. Tornadoes are just churning up this bay. It takes a lot of luck to get you up now, sir.
Buck Slade felt his lifeline grow taut as the storm rolled the salvage barge above him. After the storm had passed, Buck returned to the spot to reclaim the sunken treasure. Hurriedly, he descended to the bottom of the bay, but the terrific seas churned by the hurricane had changed the topography of the bottom and reburied the treasure ship, just as a storm had uncovered it for Buck 2 years before. The sea, as if in revenge, had reclaimed its own from the very fingertips of one who would steal the treasure in its care. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Suspect, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.